Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. I am joined this morning in the studio with two guests. I have Lynn Brandon. Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning, Tina.
And I have Doug Osborne. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning.
We are here to talk about the grand opening of the Sitka Community Playground, which is happening tomorrow at 10 a.m. How are you feeling, Lynn?
So relieved, exhausted, excited for the kids. We've been watching them stream by the playground during the build week, and they're all just hanging on the fence with anticipation of getting in behind the fence to play.
So this is happening tomorrow at 10 a.m., and people should park at Crescent Harbor and then walk down the seawalk, right?
Correct. That would be the best way to go. Then the ceremony will actually take place within the tennis courts, and then we'll let the kids in through the gate into the playground via the tennis court after we cut the ribbon.
So this has been a long time coming. This has been a big project that's been happening for years. Doug, can you tell us a little bit about how this project came to be?
Well, the two hospitals started the Sitka Health Summit, and each year citizens come, bring ideas. In 2011, a woman named Alice Marcus, who had youngsters, had the idea of a community playground that would be accessible and universal and have kid design, and it was a great idea. And a lot of work happened after it became a goal at the Sitka Health Summit that year. And then again in 2015, so there's some initial work that was done, but in 2015, it came back as a goal. Mm. And so it was exciting to see how community members saw the need and supported it. And what the Health Summit does is just try to take good ideas and turn them into concrete, tangible goals, and gives a little bit of support in the beginning, and then hopes that they take off. And this was a huge project, and everybody hoped it took off. And amazingly, because of so many volunteers and people like Lynn and Bridget and all the businesses in town, it did take off.
So, Lynn, were you a part of this initial conversation to start this playground?
Well, I'm the former parks manager for the city of Sitka. So, you know, I helped Alice with her effort, but she had wanted it at the turnaround. And the city was a little lukewarm about having it at the turnaround because it would mean a whole new site when the city had other playgrounds that were in need of a benefit of an upgrade. So the effort in 2015, I was still parks manager, and we went through a site selection process and ended up at Crescent Harbor being the best spot for the playground. And, you know, that along with money that we received from the Health Summit and the CrossIt Fund and a search program called MAP allowed us to use those grants to hire a designer, Monique Anderson of Anderson Land Planning. And she gave us, you know, that gave us the additional impetus to have something to use as a fundraising tool. So that then began our fundraising effort.
And what did those efforts kind of look like through the last couple of years here?
A lot of time beating the streets. We have a steering committee of 15 individuals that have shepherded this project from the beginning, and an amazing dynamic group of individuals, each kind of with their own area of expertise, that has allowed us to, you know, pull together this project. It's just been a great, great group of women and men. And so we, you know, did everything from write letters to businesses, you know, we held 17 fundraising events. I was the grant writer, so I wrote grants big and little. Mm. And, you know, we just had an outpouring of support from the community and businesses and individuals. And then we have a whole roster of in-kind support as well. Mm-hmm. So that those people that, you know, provided in-kind help, you know, to help us get the site ready and things like that were very strategic in the success. Every person was strategic, from people who baked lasagnas for our fundraiser at the Elks to pies for that fundraiser and bought raffle tickets. The whole community really has stepped forward and said, we want this playground for our children.
And how has the build been going? You've done been doing this build for a couple weeks now, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It was what we like to term a marathon. We had over 150 people come forward to help with that process. We brought Game Time up from, they're the people that sold us the equipment to help us assemble all the equipment. But then we laid about 2,700 rubber tiles for the surfacing underneath, the safety surfacing. So that was a huge effort. That took probably 6.5 days. So I think all in told it was, you know, almost 11 full days of very hardcore labor. And we thank everybody who came out to help with that. It was just so much fun, though. People just had a blast. It was just fast moving, hard, you know, work, but everybody just was joyful and being able to be a part of something as amazing as this project. And, you know, I mean, look where we got in 10 days. It's just, yeah, and thanks to the city for sending their city crew to help with the with the tiles, because, you know, that was just a huge effort. We had 95,000 pounds of tiles that we put down, and then like a total of 64 tons of equipment and tiles that got moved onto the site, assembled, and then, you know, we had like a whole mountain of trash that I had to leave. So it was just a marathon, very strenuous, but extremely rewarding.
And what are the pieces that are still left to go into play here?
Well, we were talking this morning about when people come in, a welcoming gate and having some Hlinga'at artwork. And so if you have not had a chance to donate, it's not too late. You could even bring your check tomorrow to the ribbon cutting if you want. Or you can go on the computer, go to your search engine, type Sitka Community Playground. I did it earlier this week. It took about 5 minutes. You just click there, you click on a page and go to Sale. And Sale, I think, deserves a shout out. They're a nonprofit here, Southeast Alaska Independent Living, and they really see the need for having a universally accessible playground. And so they've been the financial agent. And so the money will go to them, and then it will help with some of these finishing touches that are just going to make it beautiful. But there's no other playground in planet Earth that's like this one. It's very Sitka, and then this is going to be just such a sweet finishing touch to put some local artwork on the playground. So donate if you can.
Yeah, and then people need to be aware that we're still putting together or having the gates to the playground built, and so that'll be another element that gets added in. And then we also have one extra piece out of all that equipment. There was one piece that was sent up that was incorrectly cut, so we have to wait a couple weeks for one additional play piece. But I really want to say thanks to our key funders, the Land and Water Conservation, CrossFit Fund, Mental Health Authority, and then, of course, the Rasmussen Foundation, who believed in us. And then we have the guys that I call the Sweat Equity that donated a lot of their business time to the project. That was Ralph Vigilante at CCON, Chris Balovich with CBC Construction, and Troy Bain from Troy's Excavation. They put in hundreds of hours and, you know, in the site prep, which was a lot more challenging than we anticipated. But, you know, we have this great site, and we welcome everybody to come down. And then Sale, of course, gets the big shout-out, too. I mean, they've just been amazing, and there was just no way we were going to be able to do this without Sale. So,
Doug, have you been able to go down and visit and see this playground? What looks intriguing?
I was there this morning.
You were there this morning. How's it looking?
It looks great. It's been funny at the build. Some of the adults are testing out the equipment and doing their own little safety inspections and spinning around and swinging and stuff. So it's very fun. It looks great. It's the forest to sea theme. And what's interesting is that kids help to design this. There's kid input. So Monique is the land architect that Lynn mentioned, but it's neat that there's Sitka kids who given their input. And so it's just a beautiful, beautiful space. I think kids are going to love it. And I think it's kids of all ages that are going to love it.
And Lynn, are you going to play on this playground once it's completed?
I confess, I've already been on. So. And then we have a whole musical instrument area, which I just love. It's fabulous. We have these five instruments, four of which are, you know, very melodic, chimey sorts of pieces. So, you know, that's another element that we hope brings the community together, because that was one of the goals of the group initially, was to have a community gathering place.
And it already seems like it has been. I remember, Lynn, you told me the story of somebody who was volunteering and said she's been here for a while, but this is the most connected she's felt to Sitka, is helping out these kids. And another visitor who came during Build Week was Governor Walker. And our mayor was talking about that. He said, oh, you should check this out. It wasn't on his itinerary. Mm-hmm. And he planned on coming for 10 minutes and ended up staying an hour and had such a great time. And that's a typical story. I mean, it's a place where it seems like, Lynn, you were there the whole week. I'm sure you had people that just kept coming back and peeking and how can I help? And it just, it's just such a great spot to be. And so, you know, the group's goal was to have this place that is a community gathering point, that good conversations and good connections, and it's already happening before it even opened.
Can I also give a shout out to our steering committee members? So we have Bridget Hitchcock, Kay Turner, Wendy Longton, Kealoa Harmon, Greg George, Bree Dar, Retha Winger, Connie Owen, Gretchen Stockel, Cynthia Calhoun, Bernadette Rasmussen, and Monique Anderson, plus Dave Knutzel and Tiffany Justice from SAIL. Those are our hardcore members that started the whole process and completed that process. So you'll see a lot of smiles and probably tears from that group down there tomorrow. So.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much for your work that you put into this and being here this morning to talk with us. If you're just joining us, we have Lynn, Brandon, and Doug Osborne in the studio this morning. We're talking about the Sitka Community Playground, which is having its grand opening tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. You can park at Crescent Harbor and walk down the Seawalk to join the festivities. And if you have not donated yet, or you are feeling motivated to be involved continuously, please, you can visit sail.org or just Google Sitka Community Playground, and you can find access or bring checks to the playground tomorrow. So thank you both for being here.
Thank you, Tina.
Thanks, Tina.